This is JIS News. Coming up, 100 residents of four parishes receive land titles, Ireland on track to welcome over 3 million visitors, and historic achievement for Jamaica in oral health sciences. The news in detail after this message.
Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling our toll-free line 1-888-991-2752 or vote online at www.cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities.
It's time to vote, time to give the winners recognition. The public sector customer service competition is here.
Now the news. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says Jamaica is on track to welcome some 3.5 million visitors this year. The number, he says, represents a combination of cruise passengers and stopover arrivals. Stopover arrivals to date are up more than 3% over 2013, and the industry is expected to once again pass the 2 million visitor mark this year. The tourism minister notes that despite the challenges, the sector continues to perform well.
Sometimes we don't realize how good we're doing in certain things. We can always do better, but I think the fact that we are welcoming far more visitors to the island that actually live on the island is a tremendous success of Jamaica and all the partners in the tourism industry in Jamaica.
Dr. McNeil was addressing the opening session of the two-day Tourism Outlook Seminar on Thursday at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James. Over 100 residents from four parishes have received certificates of title under the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP. The beneficiaries from St. Catherine, Clarendon, Manchester, and St. Elizabeth were presented with the document during a ceremony at the National Police College of Jamaica in Twickenham Park, St. Catherine. They represent the first batch of landowners to receive titles under an agreement signed between the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment, and Climate Change and the Development Bank of Jamaica, the DBJ. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, addressing the handing over ceremony, congratulated the new landowners while lauding the ministry and the DBJ.
We need to continue to ensure that our people will be able to hold up their titles and proudly declare, I own a piece of this rock called Jamaica.
The MOU facilitates the provision of grant funding valued at over $90 million to help landowners desirous of completing payments owed to LAMP for titling services but are unable to do so due to financial constraints. 100 youth and adult learners have received scholarships to pursue courses offered by the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, JFLL, courtesy of the Jamaica Biscuit Company Limited. The beneficiaries are drawn from the communities of Majestic Gardens, Seaview Gardens, Waterhouse, and adjoining communities in Kingston. Jamaica Biscuit Company is spending approximately $500,000 to provide the scholarships. The courses will be facilitated at several JFLL locations in the corporate area over a 12-month period. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites urged the participants to make full use of the opportunity being provided to them.
Have no shame about the fact that you are this age or that stage and you have to undertake this program. The shame comes from when you know you have a need and you look at the opportunity and you turn back from that opportunity. It is to your character and goodness and ambition for yourselves and your families that you will take up the offer that is being made.
The minister was speaking at a special ceremony on Thursday where the scholarships were handed over. And Jamaica has become the first country outside of the United States of America to hold membership on the American Board of Dental Examiners. This means locally trained doctors of medical dentistry will now be on par with their North American counterparts. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson on Thursday welcomed the team from the American Board of Dental Examiners and the Northeast Regional Dental Examination Board at the College of Oral Health Sciences at the University of Technology, UTEC in Kingston. The American Board of Dental Examiners is in Jamaica to administer mock board examinations to the first set of dental students at the College of Oral Health Sciences, UTEC. Dr. Ferguson says he's looking forward to the graduation of the first cohort of doctors of medical dentistry in 2015 under the program. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Yubax.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.